Westlock County needs to use the mutual aid agreement it has in place with Sturgeon County when it comes to dealing with house fires and motor vehicle collisions, said Westlock County Coun. Jared Stitson. Despite an existing agreement with Sturgeon County, Stitson said the collaboration isn't being utilized, leaving some of the county's most remote areas underserved during critical situations like house fires and motor vehicle collisions. "We have areas of our county to the far east that Sturgeon County could easily cover," said Stitson, who is also the Busby District Fire Chief. "Our residents are suffering because of calls in that area. Some stations are 20 to 30 minutes away. 3 miles south of Busby is Sturgeon County and residents' houses are burning to the ground and there are motor vehicle collisions." Stitson said there has been a lot of talk but no action. "There has been lots of conversations through myself and other councillors on Sturgeon County trying to get something rolling on this. It's been on our hit list but has never been to the top. It's a really big one. They could help cover some of our eastern borders and we could help with some of their southern. It makes sense to help each other out. We're here, both municipalities, to help our residents and I don't think we are filling that." Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Tony Kolbisky said the county's concerns can be discussed with Sturgeon County. He had brought the Intermunicipal Collaboration Framework, ITF, to County Council during their regular meeting on January 28 and said that Sturgeon County asked that their negotiation deadline be extended to March of 2027. Westlock County and Sturgeon County entered into an ICF agreement on April 23, 2020, and agreed to meet at least once every 5 years or upon request of the other party. Kolbisky said that extending the negotiation deadline doesn't preclude them from having conversations with Sturgeon County and getting something set up. Stitson said, "Let's make this an action item," adding, "Let's meet with them and have some discussions around this because it's a big one." Coun. Sherry Provencal agreed. "I think it would be great if we set something up and have communications with them." Council unanimously passed a motion to extend negotiations with Sturgeon County to March 2027.